Chapter 4. Allo, the Spirit Giver.
Hello! My name is Allo. I am a 10-year-old Hopi boy. Welcome to my village. It snowed last night, just enough to cover my feet. The snow did not stay on the ground for long, though. The warmth of the morning sun melted it all. My younger brothers and sisters had hoped to play in it. They were disappointed to see the shimmering blanket of snow disappear so quickly into the thirsty earth. Today is an important day for my people. Today is the bean dance ceremony. The spirits, or as my people call them, Kachinas, have arrived on Earth. They left their home on the tall mountains on the darkest day of the year and came to us. That was several weeks ago. From that day until the day when the sun shines longest in the sky, they will stay with us. They are our guardians. Long ago, they lived here on Earth and taught us how to hunt, gather, and farm. Then, they left us, but agreed to return for half of the year. In case you do not know, the word Kachina means father of life. For us, living as we do in the hot, arid desert lands of our forefathers, we could not survive here without the help of the spirits, the Kachinas. Kachinas care for every living thing on Earth, and all living things go to the spirit world when they die. So you see, Kachinas are actually the spirits of everything that has ever lived. They govern the moon, the stars, the thunderous heavens, and the crops, as well as our health. Many of the Kachinas are our ancestors, who have become the cloud spirits that bring us rain. On certain days of the year, the Kachinas take us on a journey into the spirit world. Today is such a day, and I will at last make that journey. I will take part in the bean dance ceremony. This is one of our most important ceremonies. Today, the people of my village will ask the spirits to help us as we once again prepare the earth for planting. We will ask especially for the gift of rain. I have offered many, many prayer feathers and gifts of corn seed to the spirits in preparation for this ceremony. My mother now calls me the Spirit Giver. On days such as today, boys from the age of 10 to the elders in our village wear special Kachina clothing and face masks. Only boys and men can do this. The special clothing and masks represent spirits. These items reveal what spirit we are going to become. For you see, when we take part in these ceremonies and wear the special clothing and masks, we actually become those spirits. Perhaps you could come to the ceremony. If you can come, pay close attention to the Aholi Kachina spirit. That is the Hopi rain spirit. The boys and men who will become that spirit will wear multicolored cloaks and may even carry wands. They will wear bright blue masks or headdresses. They will hold rattles made from gourds. When they shake the rattles, it sounds like rain falling. Often, within hours of the ceremony, rain will actually begin to fall. I will not be asking for rain, though. My father is very ill, and so today, I will become the Bear Kachina. The Bear Kachina can cure the sick, and when I become that spirit, I will make my father well again. If you come to the ceremony, you will know me by the mask that has the bear paw prints on either cheek. It is my first time in such an important ceremony, and I must do my best. I must cure my father. This year he was not well enough to make the Kachina dolls for my sisters. My uncle had to do that for them. We need him to be well again soon. My brothers and sisters want to play with him. I want to help him prepare the fields and plant and harvest the beans and corn we grow each year. Oh, but I must go now. It is time. If you can come, please look for me. But do not call out my spirit name. That will bring bad luck.